Focus on Africa.
In today's Focus on Africa, we go to Zimbabwe, where President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government has acquired a huge arsenal of weapons to deal with looming street protests as the intractable political and economic crisis worsens. More on this from RFI's William Niba.
The Harare-based independent newspaper reports that it's been able to lay hands on official documents confirming the massive arms purchase. The assortment of weapons, described by the Interior Ministry as critical requirements for maintenance of law and order as well as disaster management operations, reportedly includes more than 4,000 AK-47 rifles, assorted pistols, 22,000 AK magazines, 5,000 mortar bombs, and millions of rounds of ammunition. The weapons buying spree comes as an embarrassment to Zimbabweans struggling under a biting recession. Owen Gagare is news editor of the independent newspaper in Harare. Asked him how cash-strapped Zimbabweans are reacting to the stockpiling of weapons at such a time of economic crisis.
Zimbabweans have reacted with shock that the government is buying weapons at a time there is an acute foreign currency shortage. They feel that that money could be more useful if it was channeled towards health and other needs or power imports and stuff like that. And also they feel the government should instead be looking at turning its guns on inflation and on the economic situations rather than on defenseless citizens who are unarmed in any case.
Do you know when these weapons were procured?
It's an ongoing process, but from what our government sources have been telling us, this has been going on during the last 3 weeks.
Is this the first consignment of weapons President Mnangagwa's government has acquired since he came to power?
On that one, I wouldn't be able to authoritatively say it is the first consignment that he has acquired. But what we know is that this consignment is basically because of looming street protests and also because the economic situation is deteriorating and people are basically very, very angry. And because of that, they are preparing themselves to face people on the streets. Remember, there were riots on August last year, and the police was not really equipped. We saw the military moving in, and 6 people were shot and killed on the streets of Harare. We also saw protests in January, and what happened then is that the army also moved in with the police, and about 17 people were killed. After those protests, there was a huge international outcry. There was the Motlanthe Commission, which looked into the August killings, and it recommended that the police be trained and equipped. Perhaps this is because of the recommendations of that commission.
I see Police Commissioner General Godwin Mutanga saying that the government is just keeping track with the latest policing trends and public order management systems.
Yes, that's what he said. This was in reaction to our first story, which we wrote, where we were basically exposing that the police were undergoing paramilitary training in preparation for looming street protests. So after that, that's when the police commissioner made those statements.
The delivery includes so-called self-defense weapons. And you managed to speak to experts, security and defense websites to understand the scope of the ammunition procured. What are they saying about these self-defense weapons?
They are there, but they are also weapons which can't be described as self-defense weapons, like sniper rifles, as an example. They've acquired a huge number, about 600 sniper rifles, and it doesn't suggest that that's for self-defense. The AK assault rifle, you won't be using that for self-defense. They're also lethal weapons that they've acquired.
And I see that the Home Affairs Minister, Kane Matema, this week refused to comment about the ongoing arms procurement. Every Zimbabwean certainly would understand his unease about this.
Yes, he has been refusing to speak to us. We've consistently gone to him to say, listen, we've got this document, we've got this information that you are acquiring this type of weapons and ammunition. What is it for? Where's the money coming from? He has refused to speak. Basically, he's been saying, no, speak to your sources.
South Africa provided Zimbabwe $3.7 million US dollars during the Zimbabwe-South Africa Bi-National Commission in Harare in March to help local police, they said, to improve their capacity to deal with riots, to avoid military deployment, as you mentioned.
Yes.
South African lawmakers will be watching very, very closely to see how these weapons will be used.
Certainly. At this point, I'm not very sure whether they are buying these weapons using the $3.7 million, which was pledged by South Africa. But certainly South Africa made that pledge during the Binational Commission meetings. It's also in the context of former South African President Kgalema Motlanthe, who chaired that commission which looked into the August riots. So that commission made those recommendations that Zimbabwe police should be equipped and also retrained. And during the Binational Commission, that issue came up, hence the pledge by South Africa.
Owen Gagari, news editor of the Independent newspaper, on the line from Harare. Thank you so much for speaking to Radio France International.
My pleasure.
That was Focus on Africa with RFI's William Niebuhr.